We'll continue. We discussed last night, beginning some of the halachas regarding the Arba Kotos. We'll continue tonight. A number of halachic issues regarding the drinking of the four cups. Number one, we'll just break it down into three basic halachas as we go through. Number one is the size of the kos. How large of a cup or how small of a cup can you have as far as the requirements go, as far as the Leil Seder goes. So the requirement is that the cup holds at least a revius. That's what's required, al-fi halacha, that you have to be able to have a revius of wine in your cup. How large or how many ounces is a revius is, of course, the major question that the poskim discuss. There are three opinions that are quoted in many of the Sfarim. Rav Chaim Noah holds that it's exactly 3 ounces. Rav Moshe Feinstein comes in a little bit larger than that at 3.3 ounces, and the Chazon Ish is larger than that at 5.3. 3.3 or 5.3 are the numbers which are brought down in many of the Sfarim. Since the concept of the Arba Kosos, the entire idea of drinking the four cups is the Rabbanon, the rabbinic concept that's required, it's not a mitzvah d'oraita, so we generally can be lenient and require the smaller amounts of only having 3 ounces, the first cup, in which we make kiddush over, as more of an aspect of a d'oraita, then it would be more stringent with Rav Moshe's 3.3, would at least be the middle ground. But certainly one can be lenient if one needs to be on the smallest shear. I already received the first question tonight, like, what's my minimum amount that I have to have? The smallest size of the cup would be 3 ounces. You can't have a cup that holds less than that, and it's worthwhile measuring that out because of the second halacha. Once you have your minimum size cup, at least 3 ounces, if not 3.3, how much of the cup do you have to drink? What's required to drink per cup for each one of the kosos? So the Mechaber uses an interesting language when he passes the halacha. He says, "V'yishta kulo orubo." You should either drink all of it or most of it. So what does it mean that I should drink most of it or all of it? So the Mishnah Berurah explains that there are two levels. There's many aspects. L'chatchil, ideally, a person should drink all of it. You have a cup that holds a revius, and ideally a person should drink the entire cup for each one of the Arba Kosos. If one can't drink the entire cup, so then the Mechaber says to drink at least Rubo. Then you're at least required to drink half. Minimally, each kos you're drinking 1.6 ounces. If you have the smallest possible shear at a 3-ounce cup, you have to drink at least half of that, about one and a little bit more than 1.5 ounces to be able to say each one of the cups. I've seen, and this is an important halacha to share with one's family, many times a person just takes a sip, a couple sips, doesn't quite cut. You have to have at least half of the kos of that holds the revius to be able to say each one of the Arba Kosos. The Mechaber then brings an opinion that even if one has a kos that's larger than the minimum size of revius, that you also have this idea of drinking the entirety of the entire kos. Mishnah Berurah says we don't pass in that halacha, that if you have a kos that holds larger than that, you have a 5-ounce cup, even though there's an opinion that would say whatever size your cup is, you still have to drink the entirety or the majority of it. We still would only require the majority of a revius, but because of that opinion, and the Mishnah Berurah recommends that if you're not planning on drinking that much at your Seder, then find yourself a kos before Yom Tov, make sure you measure it out that has the smaller amount so that you can fulfill the opinion, all the opinions of drinking either the majority or the entirety of a kos and not having to deal with a very large size of these small amounts. But no matter what size you have, ideally one should drink all of it, but at least you have to drink the majority of a revius, at least the minimum amount of 1.5, 1.6 ounces to fulfill that for the Arba Kosos. How quickly do you have to drink it? How long of a period of time? How should the drinking actually go? So the Mishnah Berurah says that ideally it should be done bevat achas. It should be drunk immediately, right away, just down the entire kos in one shot is the ideal. The second level would be in what he calls in kadesh shtias revius, the amount of time that it normally would take to drink a revius, which he writes would be two times, two gulps, two sips. In terms of being able to drink it, and if you one can't even do that, the minimum, says the Mishnah Berurah, is kedei achilas pras, is the amount of time that it would take to eat a kezayis of bread, which gives you a little bit more time. The poskim writes in some of the Sfarim up to 4 minutes you would have. One should not go beyond that, and that's again the ideal is to drink it all at one time. Next thing would be in two gulps, and if you can't even handle that, then at least you should drink the minimum amount of the majority of one revius of 3 ounces. Should be within minimally 4 minutes, and not to go beyond that. We'll continue to a couple other halachas regarding leaning, which we'll get to Mirtz Hashem tomorrow night.